So good morning. Yeah, it's still morning. 9:46 to be precise on Friday, October 26th. 9:46, 10:26, 2012. I got working this morning and completely lost time. I got working early this morning and the next thing I know, it's like 9:15, 9 o'clock, and I'm going, oh crap. So I've been working with Rob, thank you Rob, Dyslexic Wombat, down in Down Underland. It's a snow day number two. Nobody stayed home from school except, of course, my elder daughter who was sick and my wife who was sick, who stayed home from work. And so it's a mixed blessing because it means I don't have to go out again tonight. Once I get younger daughter home, we're home for the evening. Otherwise, we'd have to go back out again for a football game. But given that elder daughter is sick, she will not be attending in her capacity as section chair for the pep band tonight. So we're home, we're in, or will be, after I get the younger one in this afternoon. So then, now I've got other things I have to do. I have to go drop off my ballot. Yes, we have early balloting here in Colorado. I voted last night. I have to drop it off today. So that will be one less thing I have to worry about going forward. I have to also go and get my car inspected so I can get it re-registered. I've got, I'm running up on the end of the month now, and it's due this month. I do have a 30-day grace period, but I'd really not like to get stopped. So I think if I get it off today, I should be okay. Let's see what else. Actually, I could probably take it up to the DMV and do it in person if I was really desperate. I'm not sure I'm that desperate. I have to write an article today. I forgot I've got an article due on going it alone on mwriting.org, the new mwriting.org. It's been scheduled for a month. I haven't done a thing. Although there's been some interesting conversations swirling about on doing it by yourself. Things about like marketing, things about production, things about sales. And one of the things that's been a conversation on Google Plus that Ivo started, I'm pretty sure in response to a member of our Podiobooks community who made the notation that his whole point in putting out the Podiobook was to try to gain an audience in order to attract the attention of a publisher. It's like, okay. And I really don't think people quite understand the level of success you need in order to attract a publisher. Because I keep seeing this over and over. I could be wrong. I mean, I could be very, very wrong here. And there are a lot of reasons to look for additional publishing deal that do not involve making a living as a writer. They involve things like validation. They involve things like making a pass at the brass ring, taking a flyer. There are a few people, a dozen maybe, in the world who can sell 100,000 books. And you could be one. Now, myself, I don't really care. The odds are so long that I think I'd stand a better chance of winning a lottery, assuming I bought a ticket, which I don't. And I'm not likely to buy a ticket in the mainstream publishing lottery either. I don't really want to shop my books around and keep them out of the hands of our audience. On the odd chance, on the off chance, on the very remote one in a million chance that I could be the one to break through. Because frankly, I don't write breakthrough stories. I don't write stories that are going to appeal to 100,000 people. They just aren't. They don't. They're they're not going to appeal to the hard SF crowd. They're not going to appeal to a mass market because they're really science fiction. They're really fantasy. They're really not intended to be anything more than that. I'm not George R. R. Martin, nor do I really care to be. I mean, as much as it would be nice to be able to put out a book and sell 100,000 copies, 1 million copies, and, you know, and make 75 cents to a dollar a piece, I mean, that's real money. That's $1 million. That's nothing to sneeze at. But when you do only do that, like, once every 5 years, every 3 years, that's, that averages out to be something not quite as good as I can do on my own, which sounds weird, but it's actually factual. So, yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting question, and I think one of the comments that I heard was from Darusha Rahim, who made the note that, you know, there's no monolith, there's no indie publishers, indie writers, there's no indie authors as a monolith. It's not a group that is representative of indie authors, of self-publishing authors. They're not all the same. And so everybody has their own take on what it is that they're doing and why they're doing it and what they want to get out of it. And that's cool. That's fine. I'm happy that there are people who want to keep mainstream publishing alive. I'm not one of them. And I really don't care if Macmillan goes out of business. I'm pretty sure that they don't employ more than 500 people. Maybe they do. And I hate to see those people lose their jobs, but the other side of the coin is that I don't see anything that Macmillan's really offering me in terms of royalties, in terms of service, in terms of production values. Incrementally, perhaps. Rationally, no, I don't think so. Could I charge $7.99 for a book? Yes, I could. Will I? No. At least not for a while. $4.95, I think, is my price point. $4.95 is my price point. That's where I sell my books. And if it's a novel, it'll be $4.95. If it's a novella, it'll be 99 cents. If it's a short story, it'll be 99 cents. A collection, I might put some collections up at $2.99 if I get to the point where I actually have short story collections. I might put some novella collections up at $2.99, assuming I ever write another Odin's Outpost novella, which is if I ever get on the other side of this production thing. Every time I think I've taken a step forward, I find out that I've actually taken a step back. The quarter share is actually pretty good. I think the production of that is really... I think I've got that one pretty well down. I sent off a copy to the Wombat to see what he says, because he's got some problems with table of content features that are not in the older books. And I think it's because those features didn't exist when those books were published. So the idea that you could upload an EPUB with a valid NCX in it didn't exist until very recently, actually. So a lot of this stuff that's, well, it's not in the first couple books, but it got added to the second couple of books, sort of, and now your book doesn't have it. Well, I didn't even know it existed, quite frankly. When he wrote to me and said, I can't skip the chapter, and I thought, what? Skip the chapter? What is that? You go to the table of contents and pick the chapter you want. What do you mean, skip the chapter? Turns out that there's this function called skip to the end of the chapter, or skip to the next chapter, whatever it is. Skip ahead. That you can use to move to the top of the next chapter. Which I had no idea about. So apparently you have to have a particular kind of upload for that to work. And I think QuarterShare has it. I've been told that neither Ravenwood nor Zyphira's Call have it. So I have to go back and look at those. I did order my paperback version of Ravenwood's new paperback cover, and that'll be here next week sometime. And I suppose I'm going to have to go come up with a second printing of that as well. I want to do some stuff that I now know how to do in the ebook. Whether or not I'll be able to do it in the paperback is up for grabs, but I'm pretty sure that it can be done. I'm not sure how to do it, but I'll figure it out. But in the meantime, I got to get these ebooks out. I've got to get this stuff cooking along. Snort, snort. It's cold. My fingers are cold. I'm trying to walk fast. 18:47 for the first mile, and I started my counter a little bit late, so I don't know if I'm going to get a full second mile readout on it or not. But when I get home, what I need to do is not post this. So there'll be a delay, and I'm sorry about that, but I have got to go over and get the car inspected and get the emissions test done. And that means going out and driving the car around until it gets warmed up before I can go in there. I'm not sure how long that will take. I'm pretty sure that being near the end of the month, I'll have a lot more competition for time. But also I'm pretty sure that being the middle of the day on Friday, a lot of people who will be there tomorrow won't be there today. I can't go next week. Next week is booked. I got dental on Monday. I got the high school on Thursday. There's a play, I think it's next Friday. And we have Halloween next week. So it's going to be a busy week next week, and I don't want to get this taken care of, so it's one less thing on my plate. I'm going to do that today. So we'll be a little delay getting the post up. So if it doesn't drop right, it's like 10:30. That's why. I'll try to remember to do it. And I'm sure either Anita or John Hubbard will remind me of it. And I appreciate the reminders. I really, really do. So, yeah, production. The thing about production is that it doesn't stop. I'm always working production. I've got this stuff going. And I'm really focused on getting these books out, getting them in format, getting them corrected, getting them released. So if you got some corrections to Ravenwood, let me know. Send them to me. Email nathan.lowell@gmail.com. If you got corrections to any of the books, send them along. I'm gonna see if I can find all of the places where people like Sean have sent me comments and left comments on the blog and all the rest, and see if I can get all of those incorporated. If I overlook some, it's inevitable, because I just can't see them all. But I've got a couple people now working on audio, on copy edits for Full Share. I've got a couple of sections of copy edits installed in Half Share. I need to look at the format, the ebook format on both Ravenwood and on Xyphiria's Call now to see what I've botched up. I've learned a lot putting together Quarter Share, starting with the files that Ryden sent to me with their original markup in it. And the original markup is flawed, which is why there's no table of content, or a limited table of content. So we've got to fix that. Fingers are cold. And not all of them, just a couple of them, which is kind of odd. Got a couple of fingers that feel swollen, which is very odd. Usually my hand swells if I've eaten too much salt or something. And I did eat a lot of salt yesterday. I got some tortilla chips to have with the chili last night for dinner, and then made a little bit of homemade guacamole. So I ate chips and guacamole, which is a little tough on fat, but it's also a really healthy vegetable. So, yeah, I'll have to skip that today. I also have a doctor's appointment next week, Friday. So I've got to go back for a routine checkup. So I want to be cognizant next week of making sure what I eat for the next week or so is keeping with my diet. It's cold. It's overcast. It's kind of gray and wintry looking. It was this month a year ago we had the big snowstorm with all the leaves still on the trees and broke off all the limbs that we're still just getting recovered from in September. Some scud flying here just underneath the clouds, zooming along. There must be wind up high because there didn't seem to be any down here, but so it goes. Oh yeah. So we'll get the walk out of the way and then get in the car and drive, which is kind of silly. Probably stop at the grocery store on the way back because I need vegetables. I need stuff to make chicken soup with. I've got a chicken carcass in the fridge. We had roasted a chicken the other day. And what I'd like to do is turn it into chicken soup, because today would be a perfect day for chicken soup. And I've got all the pan drippings and stuff, so it'll be very tasty chicken soup. But I need some carrots. Need some celery to go in it. So it must be warming up a little bit because the sidewalks are starting to melt out. Which is a good thing because that means I don't have shoveling in my immediate future. Otherwise I have to consider breaking out the shovel and giving them a scrape here. I don't really need anything else to do. I've got plenty of little chores to keep me busy, including reading the Ben Franklin parts for Christiana Ellis. I got an email from her. I think I mentioned this the other day. I got an email from her and so are there any questions of your lines? And my reply was, lines? Because apparently she sent them to me on a day when I had a lot of email and they just came zip in and I didn't see them. So they were sitting there unopened. Hello. Oh, hi. So I've got them printed on paper, which is not my favorite form of work on, but it's the fastest that I had. Although now that I got my Nook attached here, so I'll take the file and put it on my Nook anyway. Open it in LibreOffice and save it as HTML, and then move the HTML file over to the Nook and open it in a browser, because then I can zoom in better. The Nook is still using a very old, I think it's Honeycomb, version of Android. So it doesn't have a lot of the same kinds of access that, for example, my phone does, which is a little awkward. But there it is. I do have a headset now. I wonder if I can use it to record. I don't know. Could be. I'm not sure why I would. I just one of those moments as I'm pondering and walking and walking and pondering. All right, cross the street. The last intersection before the house. I don't know how this microphone is going to work today. I have it clipped to the side of my hood. Oh. 19 minutes, 1 second. Well, 19 minutes is good. It's not great, but it's good. And I did get my 2 miles. I got a readout. And I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow's another day. And I will talk to you then.